There are few things more relaxing than a stick of gum. Unless it's a plate of vermicelli, some of which was electrified back in the 18th century by Charles Darwin's father. More on that in 60 seconds. Charles Darwin's father, it seems, was a pretty exciting chef. He even applied voltage to vermicelli, claimed it made the pasta come alive. It also inspired novelist Mary Shelley to write Frankenstein. Mary Shelley's dad, William Godwin, was a kind of early anti-globalist, an attitude shared by fellow libertarian and businessman Robert Owen, who hightailed it to New Harmony, Indiana, and set up a commune. Went wrong, of course. So Owen moved on to Mexico and talked to the government about setting up another utopian colony in Texas, Mexican at the time. Talking to the government meant talking to General Santa Anna, who was the government. But Santa Anna had better fish to fry, like attacking the Alamo. He ended up exiled to Staten Island, of all places, where one day he shared a bit of chicle with a young photographer named Adams, who changed its name to chewing gum. Opened up a whole new field for him, and then William Wrigley Jr., who really hit the home run. I'm James Burke, making connections.